Good afternoon. It's 4:30 and 84 degrees in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers.
And I'm Jacob Lindsberg.
It legalizes the ability of individuals to join an association and buy their insurance across state lines.
Senator Rand Paul is not in favor of the Graham-Cassidy health care bill, but says he has an alternative.
Kentucky Congressman Hal Rogers capped off a day-long visit to Moorhead yesterday at the city's conference center.
The Kentucky AA highway project is nearly complete.
Rowan Judge Executive Walter Blevins says the building of the county's new $18 million detention center is making rapid progress.
The city of Olive Hill is trying to handle a vicious dog problem.
In sports, the Moorhead State football team prepares to host Dayton this weekend.
Bud Luke has the stock report.
Mostly clear tonight with a low around 63 degrees. The complete forecast is coming up after the news.
One Kentucky senator says he's not in favor of the Graham-Cassidy health care bill. The proposal was crafted by Republican Senators Bill Cassidy of Louisiana, Lindsey Graham of South Carolina, and Dean Heller of Nevada. Essentially, the proposed bill turns control of health care markets over to the states. Republican Senator Rand Paul discussed the issues with local leaders in Moorhead today. He says he wants to legalize the ability for individuals to join an association and buy insurance across state lines.
If you look at premiums, premiums are going up slowest in this large group of ERISA plans. What do the ERISA plans do? They sell across state lines, so they include employees together across state lines. They're exempt from most regulations, both state regulations and Obamacare regulations.
Paul says most large corporations offer great health care and allow individuals to join an association would create the same options for everyone.
Moorhead Mayor Jim Tom Trent says 5th District Congressman Hal Rogers deserves every one of the accolades that he received during a dinner last night in his honor at the city's conference center. Trent was one of several dignitaries that feted the area's longtime Republican representative. He says Rogers has done a lot for Moorhead since the town became a part of his district in 2001, starting with his initiation of the anti-drug agency Operation Unite and Pride, an organization dedicated to keeping the region's environment clean.
Of course, he's tied to the university with the Space Science Center contributions, but you know, he's also tied to helping bring in the Share Building and helping with the expansion of St. Clair, with part and parcel to the KCPCS Center for Advanced Manufacture. There's so many things.
Governor Matt Bevin, House Minority Leader Rocky Adkins, and 27th District State Senator Steve West joined Trent last night in offering tributes to Rogers and his contributions to Appalachian Kentucky.
Kentucky Chamber of Commerce President David Atkinson says many people in the state who are actively looking for work can't pass a drug test, and many people who do have jobs are leaving the workforce due to untreated or undertreated addiction. Atkinson spoke to a legislative committee that's looking into the drug epidemic on Wednesday. He says the epidemic has contributed to Kentucky's low workforce participation rate.
If we were simply at the national average, there would be 165,000 more workers in the Kentucky economy than there are today. Now, opioid addiction is one of the contributing factors to that, but it is a significant factor.
Atkinson says employers in Kentucky are struggling to fill openings within their organizations.
Two healthcare providers in eastern Kentucky have announced plans to merge. Appalachian Regional Healthcare and Highlands Health Systems will merge by early next year. Les Stapleton is the mayor of Prestonsburg. He spoke with WYMT.
ARH is a big network, and they have a lot of facilities in the area. They've been aggressively working in East Kentucky for quite some time in the Appalachian area. Highlands has done a great job, and I think just the combination of the two will just make the facilities even better.
Under the agreement, Highlands Regional Medical Center will operate as Highlands ARH Regional Medical Center and will become the 12th hospital in the Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. Outpatient facilities in Floyd, Johnson, Martin, and McGoffin counties are also included in the merger.
Efforts to complete construction of Rowan County's new $18 million detention center are speeding up. That word comes from Judge Executive Walter Blevins, who says most of the work being done on the facility is now focused on its interior.
It's still got a lot of work to do. I mean, they've got to paint, do a lot of painting. As far as the walls, the doors got to be put in. Some of the glass windows have to be put in. Of course, the kitchens, freezers and fryers and stoves, those types of things aren't in there. It's going to take a little while longer, but they're moving quite rapidly.
Blevins says there's also still a lot of moisture inside the jail, and fans and dehumidifiers are being used to dry it out before the painters arrive. He expects Rowan County's new 275-bed detention center to be ready for occupancy by the end of February.
While the Kentucky AA highway may seem complete, the $18 million project still has some construction left. That's according to Kentucky Transportation Cabinet spokesman Alan Blair. He says detail work is still underway.
We are waiting to do some of the touch-up work that includes guardrail repairs as well as striping, pavement markings, different lane markings that need to be painted, and inlaid pavement markers. The reflective markers are laid into the pavement after it's finished. That remains to be done as well.
Blair says the highway will remain on a two-way traffic pattern until the project is finished. Construction is expected to be fully completed in a number of weeks.
The potential closure of Harvey Branch was the main topic of discussion during a special session of the Carter County Fiscal Court. WMKY's Chaz Jenkins reports.
According to the Grayson Journal Inquirer, the court debated on keeping or eliminating Harvey Branch from the county road system. If removed, the road would close to public traffic, which would reduce impact on privately owned property. If it remains open, it will be maintained by the county. A petition with the signatures of 186 individuals who would like to keep the road open was presented to the court. Judge Executive Mike Malone appointed magistrates Nick Barker and Chris Huddle to inspect the lane and submit a written report on the road for review at the next regular fiscal court meeting. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Chaz Jenkins.
Officials in the city of Ashland gathered today to make a major announcement. Mayor Steve Gilmore says New York and New Jersey developers Andy Spiros and Jimmy Nizzo have signed the paperwork to take ownership of the Ashland Plaza Hotel on Winchester Avenue. He reports that the duo's plan is to spend $16 million to renovate the facility.
It'll become a Marriott Delta, and the Marriott Deltas predominantly have been in Canada, and now they're starting to move into the U.S., so we had to get together last night and looked at a lot of the design, interior and exterior. It's really going to be a major plus for us to have a full-service hotel right in the middle of town.
Gilmore expects the work on the Ashland Plaza Hotel to begin soon. He expects its transformation into a Marriott Delta to be completed by next October.
Vicious dogs are causing problems in Olive Hill, but the city is taking steps to ensure community safety. Code Enforcement and Community Safety Officer Taylor Duncan spoke to the city council member at Tuesday night's meeting.
What happens is these people that have these vicious dogs now put them in a pen, and when we show up, they're in the pen. Well, then the neighbors call and say they're out running around the neighborhood, and when we get back up there, they got them back in the pen. But we really don't have any kind of ordinance related to vicious dogs.
Duncan says Olive Hill officials have been having problems with the dogs at one property in particular. We'll have more of your local news after this.
Support for MSPR comes from the Innovation Launchpad at Morehead State University. The Innovation Launchpad provides education, collaboration, and infrastructure for new or startup businesses with consulting services, financial planning, workstations, meeting, and conference rooms. Located at 149 East Main Street in Morehead, the Innovation Launchpad seeks innovative visionaries who want to start or grow their company, facilitate partnerships, and create jobs. More information at moreheadstate.edu/innovation.
Officials in Ironton, Ohio are considering a hike in the city's stormwater fees. Residents currently pay $3 for every 1,000 gallons of water used. Under a new proposal, that fee would increase to $6.50. City officials say they need the money to pay for the final two stages of a court order Ironton signed in 2009. Mayor Katrina Keith spoke with WSAZ.
This is a court order from the federal government, and we have no choice. It's critical. We cannot fulfill this project without the additional funding. It will not happen without the additional funding.
The order was part of an effort by the federal government to clean up the Ohio River. Keith says the city is currently negotiating a deadline extension on the third phase, which is currently scheduled to be completed by the end of this year. Those talks will begin next month.
The family of a Carter County man killed in a shotgun ambush believes that the person responsible is still walking free. WMKY's Sam Burton has the story.
The family of a Carter County man killed in a shotgun ambush believes that the person responsible is still walking free. Kelly Glover was killed February 13, 2015 in an ambush during a gravel delivery. During his delivery, Glover came to a log blocking the road. He then stepped outside to move the log and he was shot twice. Although Kentucky State Police believe that Glover's killer was found dead of an overdose, Glover's family is still convinced that a second person who contracted the killing is at large. The family currently has a reward of $25,000 for any information leading to an arrest. For WMKY News, I'm Sam Burton.
A student has been disciplined in Ashland because of an alleged lewd photo. WMKY's Tilden Johnson has more.
According to the Daily Independent, police are investigating a social media post regarding the granddaughter of Ashland Mayor Steve Gilmore, who allegedly was targeted by bullies on Snapchat. A group of boys at Ashland Blazer High School are accused of posting a nude photo of a young woman. While her face was obscured, they reportedly claim it was the mayor's granddaughter. The Gilmores insist the girl in the picture is not their granddaughter. The mayor says one of the boys has already been disciplined by the school. His name is not being released due to the nature of the allegations and his age. For WMKY News, I'm Tolan Johnson.
The wife of Maysville's city manager is facing theft charges. According to the Ledger Independent, 33-year-old Jenna Wallingford was arrested for allegedly taking more than $500, but less than $10,000, from her employer over a four-year period. Police say she took money from customers while working at the Fleming County Wellness Center. Wallingford was lodged in the Mason County Detention Center before bonding out. She is the wife of Maysville City Manager Matt Wallingford.
A Louisville man is picking up the pieces in the wake of Hurricane Maria in the Caribbean. Eric Chang is on St. Croix in the U.S. Virgin Islands. He's working with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to oversee debris cleanup. Chang says he and his team will be deployed for about 2 months, helping clean up the mess that Maria left behind.
It's a personal sacrifice that a lot of people out here are making. You're seeing it every day. But I have to admit that I'm very, very proud to be on this team.
He says residents of the island are exasperated from the multiple hurricanes that have hit them.
A rogue distillery worker at the center of a bourbon heist scheme that spirited away tens of thousands of dollars worth of liquor has pleaded guilty in a case that has already secured a place in Kentucky lore. Gilbert Toby Kurtzlinger, accused as the ringleader of the operation that stole bourbon from a pair of Kentucky distilleries, entered the plea Wednesday in Franklin County Circuit Court. Those charges that he faced included theft by unlawful taking and receiving stolen property. The one-time Buffalo Trace distillery employee faces up to 15 years in prison. His attorney, Whitney Lawson, says Kurtzinger agreed to the plea deal so he can, quote, find some peace and resolution to this. The thefts included pricey brands such as Pappy Van Winkle bourbon.
Taking a look at the weather forecast for the WMKY listening area, tonight mostly clear with a low around 63 degrees. On Friday, sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, patchy fog after around 5 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 62. On Saturday, patchy fog before 9, otherwise sunny with a high near 85. In Ashland right now, it's 86 degrees, Flemingsburg 86 degrees, Inez 83, Winchester 85, Lexington 87, and here in Moorhead, on the campus of Moorhead State University, it's 84 degrees.
On our feature segment today, a Pennsylvania technology company now has a base in Moorhead. WMKY's Jacob Lindberg was at the opening reception and ribbon cutting for Regent Corporation's East Main Street facility.
So I'm here to celebrate with you one of the main capital cities of Silicon Holler.
That's Kentucky Congressman Hal Rogers addressing a room full of local officials, aerospace engineers, and Morehead State students Wednesday afternoon. Rogers is commenting on Morehead State University's space science program, which was the main draw for Regent Corporation's expansion to eastern Kentucky. Here's Regent Vice President of Sales, Barry McElroy.
We hired six Morehead graduates. We've recently hired another nine, so we have 15 Morehead graduates. We plan to expand to 30 next year. So we have exponential growth.
The company will be working with MSU's Space Science Center to develop robust orbital wireless networks in space, using the company's trademark radio meshing technology and Morehead's microsatellites. Additionally, McElroy says the project should be an economic boon for the Morehead area.
What we saw was, while you graduate a lot of students, retention was very low for Kentucky. So we wanted to put a plan in place where we could retain talent in-state to help the aerospace industry in Kentucky and not the aerospace industry in California.
Regent CEO Bob Skeena is also pleased with the move to Morehead.
This just gives Morehead tremendous visibility as a place where technology is not only being deployed, but it's being invented. So really early stage technology with the students and the graduates here having the opportunity to work on things before they graduate and then work on them after they graduate, that's really what's taking place. They don't have to go anywhere. They can stay right in town and apply their skills here.
Skeena says the final push was the quality of the people.
The students are very sharp, amazingly skilled for undergraduates. The program teaches them skills in more than one area. So when we hire them, they're really productive from the first day.
The move was announced in March of 2015, when Regent revealed it planned to invest around $762,000 into its Morehead branch. MSU President Dr. J. Morgan believes the move will help maximize technology and education at the Space Science Center.
Well, I personally feel like I kind of fell into a gold mine with a space science program like we have here at Morehead State. I feel like this program is certainly a niche program, one of five or so in the nation that really, really is a blue chip program for us.
The Regent project was finalized with a ribbon cutting around 5 p.m. Wednesday afternoon. Reporting for WMKY News, I'm Jacob Lindsberg.
It's 4:48 and 84 degrees on the beautiful campus of Morehead State University. I'm Leanne Akers here with Jacob Lindberg, and we are so glad you've joined us today. Braxton Howard has sports in 30 seconds.
Support for MSPR comes from Coffee Tree Books and the Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop, promoting literacy and reading in the MSPR listening area since 1978. Coffee Tree Books, where books are ordered every day and special orders can easily be accommodated. Featuring a variety of gifts, cards, locally made crafts, and now a complete yarn shop. A community bookstore located at 159 East Main Street in Morehead. The Fuzzy Duck Coffee Shop and Coffee Tree Books are open Monday through Saturday, online, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram.
Good afternoon with WMKY Sports. I'm Braxton Howard. The Morehead State Football Eagles are looking forward to starting their PFL slate against Dayton this Saturday at 1 p.m. at Jane Stadium. Redshirt junior wide receiver Jaron Higginbotham believes starting with the perennial conference power will help MSU refocus after last Saturday's 69-13 drumming at Austin Peay.
Dayton always comes ready to play, and they don't make mistakes, and they capitalize on their opponent's mistakes. So I think this is a really good game for us just to show that we're going to bounce back from this loss from last week and that we're here to play.
Both MSU and Dayton open their PFL schedules with 1-2 records. As this team prepares to host Florida Saturday night, Kentucky football coach Mark Stoops says he's more focused on stopping quarterback Felipe Franks than he is on the Wildcats' 30-year losing streak to the Gators. Stoops is well aware that it was Franks who heaved the 63-yard game-winning touchdown pass last weekend to lead his team to a last-second win over Tennessee.
I think he's got a lot of arm talent. That was very evident with the last play that you all saw, just the arm strength and be able to throw that football the way he did, and I'm sure that'll give him some confidence moving forward. But I think he's got a lot of talent.
UK will be out to add to its 3-0 record when it faces Florida this weekend. The 1-4 Round County football team will celebrate homecoming tomorrow at 7:30 by hosting Ashland Blazer. After watching his team rush for about 200 yards in last week's 12-7 loss to Bourbon County, Round coach Kelly Ford knows what the Vikes need to do in order to beat the 3-2 Tomcats.
Keep running football, do what we do, and then we've got to take care of the football. We got to cut down on our turnovers and continue to play hard and fundamentally football.
Round will be looking for its first ever win over Blazer. The Vikings are 0-19 lifetime against the Tomcats. In some other high school football Friday evening, 3-1 Fleming County entertains 1-3 Lewis County. After being routed last week by Montgomery County 61-28, Fleming coach Bill Spencer says his guys can't wait to face the Lions.
They kind of had a chip on the shoulder this week, ready to get back to action and prove that what kind of team we are, and that wouldn't, you know, really, you know, we didn't play up to our best ability.
In some other games, Bath hosts Pendleton, East Carter is at Greenup, Boyd travels to Johnson Central, Morgan entertains Estill, and Russell will play at West Carter. The Cincinnati Reds wrap up their series with the St. Louis Cardinals tonight at 7:10. The Reds fell to the Cards 9-2 last night. A group of the Reds' young pitchers got beat up on by the Cards, but manager Brian Price was pleased with the play of rookie pitcher Deck McGuire.
You see, guys, it command stuff. I mean, it really, so much of it comes down to, you know, executing the pitch you intend to execute and getting the ball where you need it to go. But it's easier said than done. But he has, you know, he certainly has some veteran savvy. He's pitched in AAA, had a really nice year in AA for us, and he's coming in and taking advantage of an opportunity to open some eyes of the people that haven't seen him, which really, by and large, is our entire Major League staff.
5-8 Homer Bailey will take the mound for the Reds tonight. 11-11 Carlos Martinez will go for the Cardinals. The NBA season gets started earlier than normal this season because of a new rule in scheduling. In an effort to cut back on the amount of times teams have to play games two straight nights, the league decided to start the 2017-18 season 2 weeks early. Former NBA star Charles Barkley is not a fan of the change.
You know, these poor babies can't play back-to-back games. We just want to make it convenient for them. That $40, $50 million they're making a year, private jets and the four-star hotels is not enough. I am so angry at the NBA for telling these guys, wait a minute, we're paying you $30, $40 million a year. You can't play basketball 2 days in a row. I think it's a travesty. It's just a joke to me.
The NBA also changed the schedule to not allow any teams to play more than 3 games in 5 days. The Morehead State soccer team is at home this weekend for 2 matches. At just 1-7 on the year and 0-2 in OVC play, head coach Warren Lipka says he is still trying to get his team to play hard every game out.
We're young, but we're not young enough to where they shouldn't understand it. And I think we've done a job now of going over film and showing everything that we've done well in and things that we need to fix in the small parts is to get us to, you know, to go to the next step forward.
The Eagles match Friday with Southeast Missouri kicks off at 6. Sunday's game with UT Martin gets started at 1. Finally, in sports, both of the Round County soccer teams are in action tonight. The 9-4 Round boys travel to Maysville to take on a 5-2-4 St. Patrick's team. Round head coach Max Hammonds says he's more worried about what his team does than St. Pat's does.
You know, if we play the game that we're capable of playing, you know, it's tough for people to hang with us. You know, but if we slack off and aren't giving it at all, then it's easy for any team to compete with us.
As for the Round girls, they will look to end their 3-game losing streak when they host Mason County at 7:30. That's sports for WMKY. I'm Braxton Howard.
Support for MSPR comes from MSU Athletics. Football hosts Dayton at 1 p.m. on Saturday for Family Weekend, and soccer welcomes Southeast Missouri at 6 p.m. tomorrow and UT Martin at 1 p.m. on Sunday. Tickets and more information from the MSU Eagle Ticket Office at 783-2386 or online at msueagles.com.
Good afternoon from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons. This is Bud Luke with your closing financial markets report for WMKY. U.S. stocks closed slightly lower as investors feared the impact of another Fed rate hike in December, and the Dow Industrials did finish with a loss of 53.36 at 22,539.23. The S&P 500 was down 7.64 at 2,500.6, and the NASDAQ Composite was down 33.35 as it finished at 6,422.69. And, of course, the Fed did announce yesterday that they would not raise rates here in the month of September. However, the Fed did update its rate forecast, and it showed that another rate hike is likely. And many financial analysts anticipate that the Fed will raise interest rates when they meet in December. Financial stocks were one of the few positive sectors in the S&P 500 today, as the financial sector was up about 0.3%, with shares of Goldman Sachs, Citigroup, and Bank of America all up over 0.5%. And, of course, banks are thought to be beneficiaries of higher interest rates. NVIDIA was one of the worst performers in the S&P 500 after it was reported that Tesla is working with AMD to develop its own AI chip for self-driving cars, and shares fell 3.5%. And NVIDIA, of course, has been one of the very best performers in the NASDAQ this year. Currently, Tesla vehicles use NVIDIA graphics processing units as part of the autopilot self-driving hardware. Apple, which is being scrutinized for its upcoming launch of the Apple Watch Series 3, which has reportedly had an issue with the watch that could prevent the device from placing and receiving phone calls and text messages. The technology giant stock weighed down the Dow as it was down 1.3%. In the commodities markets, oil was practically unchanged at $50.71 a barrel. Gold was actually down 1.75%, finishing at $1,293.70 an ounce. In Europe, the Stoxx 600 index was up 0.25%, as most European bourses were up today. In the Far East, markets were mostly down, with the Shanghai and South Korea's Kospi both down about 0.25%. Among Dow stocks, the best performers were GE and Goldman Sachs. The worst performers were Procter & Gamble and Apple. In the S&P 500, the best performers were Anadarko Petroleum and St. Green Realty, and the worst performers were Coty and Allergan. Turning now to stocks of local interest, it was Ashland Global up 21 cents at 64.23, CSX up 4 cents at 52.85, AK Steel down 10 cents at 5.54, Marathon Petroleum down 7 cents at 54.36, AEP down 25 cents at 71.43, and Anthem was up 3 cents to finish at 183.52. Reporting for WMKY, this is Bud Luke from the Ashland offices of Hilliard Lyons.
Support for MSPR comes from the Ruth Hunt Candy Company, where quality candy is their business. The rich aroma of fine chocolate greets customers as they enter the factory store at 550 North Maysville Road in Mount Sterling or at 213 Walton Avenue in Lexington. Ruth Hunt Candies is Kentucky proud, with traditional Kentucky confections like cream candy and Blue Mondays, as well as other Kentucky-made specialty foods, licensed University of Kentucky products, and equine gifts. Online shopping available at RuthHuntCandy.com.
Taking one last look at your weather forecast, tonight mostly clear with a low around 63. On Friday, sunny with a high near 85. Friday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m., otherwise mostly clear with a low around 62. On Saturday, patchy fog before around 9, otherwise sunny with a high near 85 degrees. Saturday night, clear with a low around 61. And on Sunday, sunny with a high near 85. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 61 degrees.
Taking a look at some events around your region, there will be a film screening of Far Above the Rolling Campus, a documented history of MSU, at 6 p.m. tonight. The film will be presented on the second floor of MSU's Camden Carroll Library. Light refreshments will be served, and the event is free and open to the community.
The 18th annual Rowan County Democrat Golf Scramble will be held tomorrow at Eagle Trace Golf Course. Registration begins at noon, and the cost is $50 for individuals and $200 for teams of four. Drinks and food will be provided.
The Moorhead chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Illness will meet at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 26th at Pathways on Main Street in Moorhead. Family, friends, and loved ones are invited to attend. That's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. We had help from Chuck Mraz, Sean Delaney, Arlo Barnett, Sam Burton, Ellen Barnett, and Jacob Lindberg. From WUKY's Josh James, and our featured segment today was produced right here in Moorhead by Jacob Lindberg. This is Moorhead State Public Radio, WMKY Moorhead, and translator W202BH in Inez. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For Jacob Lindberg and all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers for WMKY News. All Things Considered is next. It's 5 o'clock.